We were learning Aris HaTorah, that the Susei Eish, that the Oisis of Torah, the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letters of Torah, are Susei Eish, horses of fire, chariots, horses that have the ability to transport a person, to carry a person higher beyond the level of his own personal intellect or intellectual abilities. But the Oisiyas of the Aleph Beis are unique in that way, in many ways, but in that way, the Susei Eish, Asfen Deraisa, the letters of Torah, even though they themselves, the letters themselves, appear to be very simple, lifeless, daimim. We were learning last week, we learned a Torah from the Tzemach Tzedek, of Evan Maso, Abayinim Haisla Rashpina, that the Oisiyas are called Avonim, stones, in the Sefer Yetzirah. And Evan Maso Abayinim is Davka the Evan, which is Maso Abayinim, which is Malchus, David HaMelech, humility, Oisiy Shofel Be'enai, Chaloisiy Oid Mizois, that that Indian of the Oisiyas is Davka, is connected to the highest, highest Madrega of the crown, and that from that ice, from those ices, from that Madrega, which is the Madrega Tachtaina, the lowest Madrega, of Doimeim, of inanimate Isis, the Davka from there, Haisel Reishpina, that a person can reach the highest Madrega, much higher than his own personal Kaichas that he has with this level of understanding and feeling to come to. So, as I said last week, we need to spend a little bit of time, maybe another, this week, and maybe another one or two, on this Indian of the Isis to understand. It's going to be coming up more in the Aris HaTorah. And it's a very big subject in Torah. See, it's a big, big subject in Torah, the Indian of the Isis. That's not really explained, it's not really learned. And every single minute of our lives was surrounded by Isis, with our davening, with our learning. The Isis of Torah are avonim, stones that are made by Hashem. The Isis of Tefillah are bricks that we make without tefillahs. And all of this construction work is the story of our lives, with the Isis. And in order for a person to be able to connect to this unbelievable kayach that Rav Kook is talking about, that gives him the ability to understand on a level that's much higher than his own limitations. So we have to learn a little bit the sugya of the Isis. So that was the Chelek Aleph, the Maimon from the Tzemach Tzedek, which you have in front of you. You should have, I think, probably four pages. I don't know. Three pages? No, now you've got three pages, but you had a page from last week also.
Yes.
Two from last week. Okay, so five pages. It's from the Sefer Shiva Einayim. Shiva Einayim, there's a series of Sfarim that came out beginning in Tavshin Nun and Aleph. This is from Mundays. By an Adam Godel in Eretz Yisrael, who does not write his name in the Sefer. So we'll leave it at that, even though I know his name, but he doesn't want his name here, so I'll leave it as that. And a very, Baruch Hashem, is alive and well, a very, very big Eibed Hashem, a huge Talmud Chacham, who has an entire Sefer. This volume of Shivei Naim is entirely on the subject of the Isis, of the letters. There are many Sfarim written on the Isis, on the Aleph, on the Beis, the Gimel, but not so many about what the Isis are. So here, in the eighth Pesach, the eighth introduction or opening in the Sefer Shiva Einayim, so he's explaining the Mechaber here, and he brings in the Svar Makadoshim and adds some explanations of his own and some Hakdamas, leading us and helping us understand what we find in the Svar HaKadoshim. he's really explaining here one sentence from the famous letter of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which we'll get to at the end, but we might not reach it right now, but he's explaining one sentence that's found in the letter, the one absolutely authentic letter that we have from Baal Shem. There are different ksavim that there are those who claim that it is the Baal Shem, but it's very, very much of a suffix. But the letter that we have from the Ksav Yad of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, it's the letter that he sent to his brother-in-law, Rabbi Gershon Kitever, that Baruch Hashem we have. And this is to explain that sentence in the letter of the Baal Shem. It's the whole Tiras of Baal Shem is based upon this letter, and is based upon the particular sentence regarding what he says about the Isis, the letters of the Aleph Beis. Now we're going to read something now that itself is hard for us to understand, and the reason that I wanted to begin with this was more to bring us into a certain heichal, like we're learning for Shabbos, to bring us into the heichal ha-Isis, into the chamber of the Isis of the letters. Hine yizbar lakamen, on the bottom of the page, Hine yizbar lakamen bifnim ha-seif b'seirta d'shmaya baruch ha-ki'or ha-ruchni. We're going to learn in the Sefer, further ahead in the Sefer. Ki'or ha-ruchni. Everybody knows that this world didn't just come plop. Hashem didn't just make the world boom. There's a stalsalus. There's an unbelievable and incomprehensible event that took place through a series of yiridus, ishtalshlus, lower and lower and lower and lower until finally we have this world. But the Or HaRuchni, everything began with something, and Vahi Or, everything began with an Or Ruchni, with something, a spiritual light. Light here doesn't mean anything physical. Which was Nishtal Shal Milamala that descended after many, many infinite levels, went descended Milamala, on Hagas Kala Ilamas, until this would descend into our world, and this through this light all worlds are conducted. Every level of existence is created, is conducted. Ki Or HaRuchni Nishtal Shal Milamala on Hagas Kol Olamus Hu Or HaSeichel. Now, the light of Seichel. Seichel is not the usual way that we learn it. Those who are familiar with the language of the Rishonim know that, or Maharal, Reb Sadia Gaon, Rambam, Reb Yehuda Levi, and others know that Seichel doesn't mean in this context the way we talk about the Seichel as being the human mind. That's how we use the word Seichel. But Seichel, In this use, in its purest form, seichel means, or haseichel means the light of a higher spiritual reality. Or haseichel. Just like inside of ourselves. There is inside of ourselves the or haseichel that is trying its hardest to conduct our guf, to be in charge of the guf, of the body. And lamala, Lamala, higher than the Or HaSeichel before it comes into our heads, there's the Or HaSeichel at higher levels of existence before it descends all the way into the human mind, and then it goes. Then it stops over here by human beings, and it goes lower into whatever, as we were talking about, to animals, to plants, and to even to inanimate objects. But the Or HaSeichel doesn't mean brains. Ruchni is the reality. Hu Or HaSeichel Mishtal Shel Meyer B'Seichel Isis HaKadosh. So what this entire Sefer is about, which obviously we're not going to be learning, just a tiny piece, is how the Or HaRuchni, how that great, infinite, spiritual light of Hashem, and of Hashem's mind, Hashem's thoughts, Hashem's Seichel, Kivyachal, how that descends level after level, step after step, until it becomes part of our lives. And how does it become part of our lives? So primarily through the Isis. That the Or HaSeichel Kivyachal of Hashem becomes embodied in the physical Isis of the Aleph Beis. I mentioned this last week. When you and I, when we try to think of something, we also need to do that. We need to put into Isis. In other words, there's an abstract thought, and that abstract thought really isn't of much use to us, practically speaking, until it becomes enclosed in the Isis of Machshava. So in the mind, some people think in English, a person from another country thinks in a different language, but of course, the Isis of the Aleph Beis is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seichel Kivyachal becomes enclosed in this world is through the Aleph Beis. As I mentioned last week, the Tanya writes about, the Shai Yichud Amunah, it brings the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world every second, every single second through the Isis of Lashon HaKodesh, the Shulchan is a Shulchan, every second, Shin Lamed Chesnun, and so on. That is possible because that Or HaSeichel of the Creator Himself is Mishtalshel, descends through worlds. Umeyer B'Seichel Isis HaKodesh. And it is shining, illuminating, in the holy letters of the Aleph Beis. So a person who, we're not going to do this, but a person could sit and learn what the Aleph is and spend many, many, many years just on that Aleph, and then to go on to Beis, to learn the Isis. So my wife, she teaches every Shavuos night one of the letters of the Aleph Beis. She's been doing it, I don't know what letter she's up to now. It's maybe the Samach, that's what I think. Beginning usually by Pesach time, my wife is, everything is just with that ice of the year. She's talking about and learning and discussing the ice. And she said, I'm joking, what's going to be, Mr. Shem, the Aleph Beis is finished. So the Torah says, then you start the Aleph Beis again. It's only level Aleph of the Aleph Beis. It's Ein Seif, Mamish, the Aleph Beis. Each letter, Ein Seif. Dahainu ha'isiyas ha'ruchaniyas asher gam hei mishtalshlam umis'avim. Now there are isiyas ruchaniyas. Again, using the marshal of ourselves, that in the head when you're thinking of something, so you're thinking, I have to get home today by 2 o'clock. I have to get home by 2 o'clock. So a person, and imagine that in Lashon HaKodesh, which is the isiyas, of course, of creation. So those are Isis, and Ichayv Lehigiha Habaisa, Bishtai. So those Isis, Anichayv, or Chayevis if it's a girl, Anichayv Lehigiha Habaisa, those Isis, then when a person, so it begins in the person's mind in that way. First it can be a vague feeling like, I have to hurry today. And then it descends further into the mind. Ani chayiv, that I'm chayiv to come home, and it has now a time, and the oisis are in the head. And then those oisis are mishtal, so they descend further into speech. You might say that to your friend, you might say that to a wife, to a husband, to a child, or even to write something. And so the oisis are forming into the letters of from the machshava that's abstract into the oisis of the Aleph Beis. Ada shenasim oisis mamish pai ba'arlam. Until the Isis become mamish, a reality in this world. So now we have the Isis, and you might even say them or write them. I have to get home by 2 o'clock. Dainu Isis Aksiva, if you're writing these letters, the Isis Adibur, and the Isis of speech, and the Isis of Machshav, as we learn, that the Isis are Isis of Machshav. Vehem heim sichliim atzumim v'neiroim ad ma'oid ma'oid. Sichliim atzumim v'neiroim ad ma'oid. These are great atzumim, immense, huge, sechliyim, meaning level of ruchnias, that has been, that is now in a state of tzimtzum, like we were learning last week, from the highest crown, all the way down to an oven, to a stone, to an inanimate object, an ice. So you look at this letter, it looks like a, it's a nice little dalet. You don't know what that dalet, the dalet is infinitely more than a person would take, like I many times over the years I've mentioned the mashal of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem taught how there was time to make the crown for the king. So they hired, the king hired the most artist, the craftsman, whatever, in the whole Malchus to make this crown. And this person was brought from where to make this crown. And he was working on this crown for years, on the king's crown. And finally it came the day for the crown to be, you remember this? For the crown to be finished. And the last thing that was necessary to finish the crown, of course, is to put in the jewel. The jewel of the crown. That's the Malchus. That's the final Makiv HaPatish. That's the completion of the crown. So this artist is working on the crown, whatever, for 10, 20 years. Every single day, for hours and hours, he's working on the crown. And now it's finished. So he stands there with the jewel, and he's ready to put it into the crown. But his hands start to shake. And he normally has the steadiest hand. He's a very big artist. But his hand's shaking, and he can't do it because he understands what the crown is, and what the melech is, and what malchus is, and he can't do it. It's just, he's completely, completely overwhelmed by what he knows, and by what he's done, and what this means, because when this crown has the jewel in it, then the malchus is a malchus, then it's v'yidu lecha kesem melucha. He can't do it, his hand's shaking. So he doesn't know what to do. It's the time, it's the day of the hamlocha, whatever, and he has to finish it. He can't do it. So he has an etzi. He puts a blanket over the thing, some sheet or a blanket over the thing, and he makes a little of an opening, and he looks out to the street and he sees whatever, some sweet little yid. He sees whatever Yankel, the tailor, whatever, somebody, and he says, Yankee, have a second, I need a favor. And he also puts something over the stone, like in a covering. He says, Yankee, I need a favor. So he goes, sure, Maishi comes in. He says, what can I do? If he says, I don't know, I'm not feeling my hand shaking. Could you take this thing and just put it into that opening, into that hole? So he says, that's what you need. Sure. And then he walks out. And when that happens, the whole Malchus is a Malchus. The Baal Shem HaKadosh said that those are the Oisiyas of our Tefillah. Those are the Oisiyas of our Avodah, of our Davening. That if a person would realize, if we would realize what it means, an Aleph, Beis, and a Gimel, we wouldn't be able to say that, we wouldn't be able to pronounce them. We wouldn't be able to say the letters. We wouldn't be able to put them together into words, into sentences. We'd be so frightened. Because we've descended ourselves through so many levels, through so many worlds, and we're all the way down here in this place of Malchus, Shiva Malchus, of Asiya, Shiva Asiya, and each and every one of us is together with Avraham Avinu and Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, and we don't understand the significance of what's happening with these Isis. So, the Isis, they're all around us. There are Isis in every single sefer on the table, these letters, in every single minute of our lives, the Isis. I remember that when we moved to Eretz Yisrael, after my bar mitzvah, so our family went on Aliyah, we moved to Eretz Yisrael. And when we got there, so we had to go. We were there. We don't remember where we put our stuff. We have to go. We have to go through the Tachna Merkazi to get somewhere. I don't remember if it was the first day, the second day. So we're there, and when we got to the place that we were, so there was a huge billboard. And it had a very inappropriate picture on it, and some advertisement, and a big advertisement for a movie or something. So my father said to me that he never saw that the Isis, the Aleph Beis, could be used for such things. He never knew of such a thing. Where he comes from, it was for, you know, it was used, the letters of the Isis were used for different things. He said he never saw that there should be Isis. You know, it looks like the same Isis. If you take away the picture and whatever, and they're just Isis, the Isis of that are the Isis of Aleph Beis. You know, the Satan Rav school is going to have a whole maimer, Lashon HaKodesh, that's printed in Vayel Moshe. There's a whole maimer, many pages on Lashon HaKodesh. It's very well known that the Satan Rav was very, very much against the use of Lashon HaKodesh. The Svadim have whatever, that's their way of talking, the Kabbalah, but that to the Israeli use of Hebrew on the part of Ashkenazim was something that to the Satan Rav was a goal. Now, if you have a whole maimer, Lashon HaKodesh. In Vayel Moshe, on this subject of the Kedusha of the Isis, and how could you use the Isis of the Lashon HaKodesh to talk about the Tzaddik? The Michas Lazar on Shabbos only spoke Hebrew. He didn't say Shabbat Shalom, you understand? But he only spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Many Tzaddikim, but on Shabbos, they wouldn't talk Yiddish. They would only talk on Shabbos, they would talk on the Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh. To understand that understanding that they have of the Kedusha, of the Isis, what they are. It's not just when it's in the Sefer Torah, it's when it's in our mouth is also. Every Jew is himself a Bechina of a Sefer Torah, like we learned many times. Until these Isis come into the world, great spiritual light that as it descends to the world, picks up through the descent from world to world until it comes to this world, it is transformed from something that doesn't have any physical garments until it picks up as it gets lower and lower and lower. It picks up that physical encasement of what? Of the Aleph that we see, of the Dalet that we see. That it gathers as it goes through its journey down into this world. And he gives a mashal. You know, the mashal is going to be something that's hard for us to understand, but it's important to hear. It's not a darach mashal. Ki zeh ha-kadur, ha-nikra kadur ha-aris. We're living in this world, and the world is the kadur ha-aris, the earth. And we know that ha-galgalim ha-sayivim aysay, and we know, and the Rishonim spoke about this a great deal. If you look in the Rambam at the very beginning, in Yisoda HaTorah, even though it's hard for us to understand this in our way of thinking, the planets, all the Galgalim, Asayvim, Aysai, I mean the different things that we see around us, of course we know that how the sun and how the earth goes and everything, but everything that we see around us, all the Galgalim, all the planets, and stars and so on. Chaliyesh lahem nefesh haminiyah isam. That each planet, each star, everything has a nefesh, has a soul that moves it. That's miniyah isam. Nefesh zu, he has seichel, which we see the Rambam uses this lashon and the Kadmonim. Use this lashon that, as I said, seichel here doesn't mean intellect. The nefesh is the seichel, which means what? That ruchnis deke koyach. That ruchnis deke koyach. That's the nefesh of that planet, of that star, which hamayne mispa kechavim. We're not masig. We can't even talk about the numbers. And the greatness and the size and so on. So that nefesh zuhi has seichel ashuhu or gol v'otzam. It's a great and powerful great light of ruchnius. Namad darach mashal. He says, let's just say darach mashal. Let's say darach mashal. Ki ilu nikach eskol ha-sichlim asher yesh ba'olam. Let's take all of the Sichlium, let's take all of the ruchnias, all of the sichlium of this world. of all of the of this physical world of the earth. When it's tsar from the seichel echad, and we put it all together into one shtick seichel, into one chayfetz of seichel. Imagine all the sichlim of this world, from the biggest moschoshim of people, whatever, and to down to the lowest, and to the behemoths, and to the plants, everything, all together into one big seichel. Otzim v'noyra. This is a seichel otzim v'noyra. Hamasig asogas asumas. And this seichel, meaning all of the rochnis, all of the intellect, all the machshavas, everything, all that koyach to put into one seichel, which obviously we can't even figure out how does Rabbi Avad Yosef remember all of that, right? Let alone to talk about what was a Vilna Gaon, and to talk about a Tana or an Amayra. So take all the sichlim of this world and to put into one seichel, which is great. Hamasig hasogas atzumas, which it has unbelievable hasogas. Unbelievable. So all the seichel and all the understanding and all of that invisible energy that's there in all of this world, that's able to make little things like this, which I can't figure out how these little things could do all that stuff, and I don't even know how much it does, but from what I see, it does a lot. Who thought of these things, and how do you do that? And that's a Kleinigkeit. If you would talk to that person, he would laugh and would say, this is already an Alta Maisa, you don't know what we're working on this week. This is a bizoin that a person has to carry around, that's so heavy, such a thing. That's a bizoin. We have no words in our language. There's no words that we could use to describe the immensity of this seichel. That is the compound that is built of all of the sichlius of all creation. Hasogas akolas is kol hasogas is a kol bnei adam yachad gam yachad nesigim. Hasn't it all of the hasogas, all of the understanding, all of the hergation, the feelings and the understandings of all who exist in the world and all who ever existed in the world? Bizar seichel. Now we're going to take this mitzias that's called the seichel. This muscle is found in the Sfar Makadoshim, and he says bizar seichel hu hamalach. And we have a new name for this seichel, this big seichel. It's called a malach, an angel. It's called a malach. We use that word malach. It's a seichel hu ha malach. Seichel muvshat miguv gashmi. A malach, an angel. A malach is muvshat, is not part of the physical world. A malach is higher than anything of this world. So let's say, just to use these words, that if we took all of the sichlium of this world and put into one mitzias, that one mitzias would be a malach, would be an angel. Sechem mufshem meguf gashmi, which is totally stripped of anything physical. V'ha malach ha-mamuna ha-galga. And this malach, which is, every malach is given a responsibility. So this malach is a malach which is mamun al gadol. And again, all of these things, if you look in the Rambam, it's hard for us to understand. But the malach is responsible, is appointed to be the malach over this, malach is appointed to be over this gadol, over this planet, or this star. Vuha nikra oifen. And these are things in Kabbalah, and this is called, this high malach that has this, is called an oifen. Oifanim. Vu malach ma'olam ha'asiyah shehi soif kol madregis, v'zeh nikru b'sifra kadmonim seichel nivdal, dain is seichel nivdal amushat meguf ha'chomi, that we find this one HaKadoshim, that when a seichel is separated, when ruchnius becomes disengaged from anything physical, it's a malach. When the Torah lo malach el yon k'tzas, then we have a higher malach. That's a malach that, now the oifen is in charge of, is higher than the physical world, So the Eifin is in charge of the planet, the star, whatever. Then you have what? Then you have a Malach. It's Mamuna ala Eifin. Then you have a higher Seichel. That's in charge of what? Of the Eifanim. And the Talmud Malach Al Yankasas Mamuna al Zeha Eifin. A higher Malach that's in charge of the Eifin. Asher Gam Hu Seichel Nivda, which is even more detached from anything physical. Which is much, much more of a pella, of a wonder, than the malach that is the cumulative sichlium of all existence, of all physical existence. This is much, much, much higher than that eifen. He said, even by an oifen, that there's nothing in human language that could describe that madrega. Of course, there's nothing to even say about the madrega that's higher. And each level of seichel is filled, that's totally separate from the guf, is filled with an unbearable longing, to connect, to have a kesher, to have a shaychus, to the or ha'elyon, to the light that is higher than it, that's above it. That's its entire ishtagikus. All of the movements of the stars, of the planets, all of the movement in the galaxy is only part of that great longing. Everything in the world, everything that's moving, everything, and even what we don't see, the rock, we don't see that, but it's all moving, the atoms, the electrons, everything, all of that movement is only what? Is only the Rash Godel. V'yifanim v'chayis ha-kodesh. V'rash Godel misnasim l'umas ha-srofim. All of the Rash, all of the tumult, all of the movement of life, physical life and higher, is only that great, great longing, that great commotion to seek the Or Elyon, to go to the Or Elyon, to connect to something which is higher. And each is mishtaikik as a shtaikikus to the one, and that's higher than it. But if you say that madregas, oifen, that's where we have different levels of these non-physical beings. This oifen, malach, saraf, right? We say everything ain't davening. Vayifanim v'chayis ha-kodesh. Different madregas. Vayifanim, chayis ha-kodesh. Birash Golda Misnasim, they with a great noise, Misnasim, they are lifted up. They are again longing and reaching out to where? Lumas Srafim. To the level of Srafim. The Kulam Yachtav Mishtaika Kim Ha'ar Ha'alyan Artsach to Metzuchach. And all together, all of these Sichlian, all of these Malachim, all of the Eifanim and the Chayas and the Srafim, all of them to that which is the highest longing and yearning. Mishtokikim Lahor Elyon or Tzach Mitzutzach, to that supernal and pure light. Ad Ein Cheker, which can't talk about. Vein Tachlis, no beginning, no end. Vanal, all they want is what? Li Botel, to become bottled to like a drop going into the ocean, to return to the ocean. So all of the malachim, all the eifanim, the chayas, the srafim, higher and higher moving, all they want is to be misbatal in the Or Elyon, to swim, to get lost in the higher infinite light. Bor ha-boirei or ha-oiris, in the light of the Creator, the light of all lights, ha-matzel ha-elyon, the highest. Ashim imenu ha-kol v'ha-kol olav etzon ishav, from whom everything comes, and to whom everything is longing to return. It's all of the movement of this world, all of the dreams, all of the hopes, all of the diburim, all of the machshavas that we get, we don't realize it, because just like the Isis, they look to us like prosta physical things, so all of we get lost in all kinds of stupid things, but we're looking and wanting and reaching and coming and going, all the kisaisis, kisavas, all the vayetzi vayelach, it's all misnasim lumas asraf, which when Mashiach comes, we'll understand that's all that it was. This is the inyan of the songs of the angels. That is the noise, the songs of their longing. The Shiras HaMalachim. Of course, songs are composed of movements. And Shiras HaMalachim B'Loshoinim V'Aisi Aisam, the Malachim, they're singing their songs with their letters and their words, which are not physical. With the tnus, with the rushing of their wings, which are not physical. Shem Isis Ruchanias, their spiritual Isis, before descending into the physical Isis. Ruchanias Machshavias, just like we have in our own abstract thoughts before they become Isis. It's higher and higher, infinitely higher. The Isis of the Malachim, how they are in the Malachim's minds. And these Eifanim and Sraphim and so on. Niflos Vatsumas. Great and wondrous. And so it goes gavoh me'al gavoh, higher and higher and higher. Madregas rabbis ad ein cheker, infinite madregas. Kol ois v'ois, the bottom of the page, and we're looking right now at a chaf and a lamed, and an aleph, a vav, and a saf. Kol ois v'ois, every single letter, me'oisius aleph beis, from the letters of the Aleph Beis, Malbeshes Seichel Elyon Anal, contains within it the Seichel Elyon of Habari Yisbarach Shemai, of the highest light. Higher than all the Oifanim, all the Chayis and the Seraphim, all the way higher, that all of this Malachim, remember, take all the Seichel of the world, and then from that a Malach. And the Malach, and higher and higher and higher and higher. And these Malachim, the Oisius, are in more of a Ruchnius de Getzur. Again, not that we would see as an Aleph or Beis, but the Sherish of the Aleph, and what the Beis is in Ruchnius. And when we're looking at these Oisius here, like the jewel of the crown, so what's the big deal? Yaakov, you want to do me a favor, put this into the... You want to write an aleph on this page? Sure, an aleph. I can write an aleph. You give the little boy comes his upshine, comes and you give him, you put a little honey on the page. You touch the aleph, taste this. It's good. Yeah, it's good. You can add all the malachim. Even those malachim that have a shaykhis, and any shaykhis in this world are looking and think. He doesn't know what he's touching. He doesn't know what he's tasting. It's the same thing with us. Not just a 3-year-old. We don't know what we're tasting. We don't know what we're touching. We don't know what we're reading. We don't know what we're writing. The Oisius of Aleph Beis. I don't know how these Oisius could take us to places where we can't go using our own little Seichel, which is one tiny, tiny speck of Seichel in this world. And the Oisius of the Aleph Beis are the Susei Eish, Asun, the Reise, to know again with the name what it means, a name. What's the ice? He's not going to go into that at all. The ice is a shame. Why are you calling yourself Larry or Gary? What are you out of your mind? You're totally out of your mind. You're a Larry, you're a Gary. That's what it means. What does it mean, Larry? What does it mean, Gary? What does it mean? This and that and all the different names, because every time I say a name, I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. What is that? Are you out of your mind? That's how you call yourself? What Isis? Gornish. Larry, L. What's the Is? L. Nothing. Nothing. And you're not calling yourself by your Jewish name. Are you a sugar? Really, it's a shigaon that's beyond anything. Only I could only say it in such a way after we just had this breathtaking little trip. Right? And even then, what does it mean to people like us? We don't understand. We're reading the words, we don't really understand. We're trying to feel a little bit what's over here. And there he is. And there. Betty and Bob. What's the matter? You're a Yid. What's your name? His name is Bela. His name is Ruvain. Ah, now we're talking. Aresh and Aleph, Avav. What does it mean? The Isis of a person's name. I mean, and then the people who are continue on with this, with the travesty, and call their children with Gaisha names. That the, that if a person would know the level of travesty and the pain that he's causing that child by calling him Larry and Gary, he would never do it. Person doesn't know. Kol ois for ois, my ois is alav beis. My besh is sechel only, my sechel in malbish le sechel elyon yoise. Sechel elyon yoise. Higher and higher and higher. Gavoy me al gavoy. The highness sichli me nevdolim and nekrim my fanim and malachim and srafim. The highness malachim and mamunim al zeha oilim. The hamamunim alayhim who are higher than those malachim that are in charge of this planet. The hamamunim al hamamunim madregis madregis. Kitais kitais. Not just one malach. Kitais kitais. Groups, big multitudes of malachim. That mishtoikikim, that their longing creates what? The songs, the mishoirim. Rotzim mishavim, v'chayis rotzim mishoiv. Running, coming and going, all with this great mishtoikikus of all creation. All of them with the same question, ayye mekoyim kevaydai. That we say in Kedusha, in the highest thing in Keser. Keser yidnu l'cha. Malachim ha'moyne ma'ala. Keser yidn l'cha, the keser is the oisiyas malachim. Keser yidn l'cha malachim ha'moyne ma'ala. Im amuch Yisrael kivut se'mata. Im amuch Yisrael kivut se'mata. Yachad kulam kedusha l'cha yishaleishu. It's unbelievable. Va'akol rak sichli im nifloi. Mufshotim v'nelam, and all of these malachim you can't see, you can't touch. It's all sichlim, it's all ruchnias, ruchnias that's separated from gashmias, great and wondrous. V'nelam and hidden. V'heim, the next page. V'heim malbishim and they themselves are malbishim mo'eris atzum yisrael yainen, higher and higher lights. Ad Olam Atzilus, all the way up to the world of Atzilus. Shu Olam HaAchdus, which is the world of absolute unity, where there's no longer any separation. There's no longer such thing in that world of this person, that person, this malach, that malach, this table, this chair. No such thing in that place. Da'ainu Achdus Abarei, Achdus Abarei is Baruch, Asha Ein Keitz V'Tachlus La'Achdusai. Hashem Echad. That's what you say in the Kedusha, Musaf Shabbos, which is after everything, to be able to say in Musaf Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Even though there are historical reasons, of course, and explanations why it's, but in Pnimius, Kulam Kedusha Duchay Shalaisha, Kvoidei Molei Oilam Misharos of Shalom Zelazah, Kvoidei Molei Oilam Misharos of Shalom Zelazah. Aye Mekayim Kvoidei. Where does this come from? Until finally they're able to say. With the, together, the malachim, hamoni mal, imam chisol kavut semat, the shema Yisrael, Hashem okeinu, Hashem echad, hu lokeinu, hu avinu. It's all the oisiyas. Asher ein ketz v'tach l'dusa v'heim, heim ha-sfiris, ha-shemis, ha-patsufim al-yoinim, all the spheres and the patsufim, whatever, the highest, in the world of Atzilus, in the highest world. For ma'or ha'seichel mi'seichel ad ha'ayin ha'gomer, all the way up to the ayin ha'gomer, to absolute ayin ha'gomer, to absolute nothingness. Asha ofsu hamilu nadababai, that there are no words to talk about. He's just trying to give a marshal, but the marshal is ofsu hamilu nadababai. Ofsu ha'sogif efes ha'timsum. There's no such thing as any ability to comprehend this. L'chod dumya sehila. The best thing, like it says in Pasuk, the most fitting thing for Hashem is what? Silence. To be silent. L'chod dumya tehila. Which means, when a person thinks about this, when a person realizes it, there are no words, just to stand in silent awe of what all of this is. Kol hamayroch hazu. All that he was just describing, and all, means a trillion, billion, trillion, infinite times more. But just using the limitations of the written word. Kolam aracha hazu, all of this, nimtzis ba'isachas, is in one letter of the alibis. Nimtzis ba'isachas. Shehi achoymesh is seichel nifla, it's the physical manifestation of seichel nifla, of wondrous ruchnius, the nelam that's hidden, b'soicha seichel, seichel amoik yoyser, seichel lifnim mi seichel, seichel lifnim, lifnim, lifnim mi seichel, deeper, higher and higher and higher. I'm not talking about high is not physically, we're not talking about space, deeper. Umalach lifnim mi malach, ad ein cheke. V'kol zeh b'isachas. So far we didn't get past Aleph. That's isachas. Now, b'shnei isis. Then you take two isis. B'shnei isis, my isis Aleph based, you have two isis, you can already make a word. B'shnei isis, my isis Aleph based, mislab shem shnei marachas. Now we're making a shidduch between two marachas. Two worlds. And each one is a levush, is a garment that has in it, that's hiding within it, from a different bechina, of a different bechina, meaning from a different aspect of creation. Chesed, agvur, or mamuzig, or chesed shebechesed, and so on. All the ices, how they work out with the spheres, this I'm going into. Bechinas rabbas adem kates. Vayid noisav gilui or chodesh shil or hanikud. We didn't even talk about putting in the kudus yet. Putting in a kometz, putting a pasach, putting a segel, a shva, we didn't talk about that. And even if, again, even if it's not written, because you know without the kudus they're there. It's just an Indian of ha'alam, of not seeing it with the eyes. It's more dakis, it's more refined. When a person reaches a higher level of seichel, they don't have to see the nekudas, right? You don't have to see the vowels. You don't have to see the comments in the pasuk. You know, it says, you know, when it says Shabbos, you know how you could see the Shabbos. You could see it has a pasuk and a comments. So a person that's already has a bigger seichel, meaning he's older, and he already knows when he sees Shin Bei Sof in that context, he knows that it's saying Shabbos. So even though it doesn't say in the book, in the Sefer it doesn't say Shabbos, it doesn't say Pasach and the Komets, but he knows it's Pasach and the Komets. But a person's not even a higher medrash, he doesn't have to see any word at all. You understand? He doesn't have to see any letters at all. Gavor me'al gavor. The nikud is more edel, and therefore the dots. That even in our silly little world, we could already read the nikudas without seeing them with our eyes. That's a madraga. We are able to read the nikudas. In other words, when you read Shabbos, you're reading a pasach under the shin and a komas under the base. So you're reading nikudas. You're reading Shabbos. But doesn't say it in my sefer. Just says there's nothing there. It's a Shin Bei Sof. It's already a madrega. It's already a madrega. A little child or someone that didn't ever learn Lashon HaKodesh doesn't know what that is. He doesn't know. He could say Shabbos. Doesn't know what that means. Even if he knows a little bit the letters, he doesn't know what it's saying. Person has a higher seichel, so then he's able to see the ices rather than the kudas. He's able to see the dots and the dashes. Even though they're not physically there. That's a mashal of how there's a madrega of everything that can be seen without seeing it physically. That's the parasha Vayera Elav Hashem. That's what it means, Vayera Elav. Vaynoisav gili or chadeshu or hanikud nefesh kol olamis. And I mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago, that the vowels are the nefesh, right? The vowels give the letters life. What's a shin? If the shin doesn't have any vowel, doesn't do anything. It just sits there. The letter from Shabbos, the shin is waiting for a nekuda. When you give the shin Pasach, then the shin has life, then it becomes shah. Or if you give the shin a sergal, it becomes sheh. You give it some chiz. Now it can move. Now it can go on to another letter. If you didn't put any dots or dashes under the shin, it's stuck. It can't go to another letter. It can't have a shidduch. He's single. He remains doomed to being single. Now then he's zivig, then he's chiz. Now you put a pasach under, shah. Oh, now it's already looking for something. It's already moving. It's a nefesh. Has a soul. So now we're talking about moving to the ability to move to Olamas Yosel Yom Kfi Asha Onam Akavim Be'ez Hashem Zabach Lavar B'Fnim HaSefer, which the whole Sefer is about this Inyan. Ki B'Shnei Oisiyas, because now I have two letters, so I can move from one letter with the Nekudas, with the Nikud, I can move from one letter to the next letter. If I don't have any Nekudas, I can't go from one letter to the next. I can't cross over. Without Nekudas, you can't get from one letter to the next. Because you're stuck in that letter, it doesn't move. Only when you put under it a nakuda, as a pasach, as a comments. No, now we can move. In his sefer on the olive base, Rav Kook has just on the nakudas. Just on the Nekudas, he has a parak on the Nekudas. We're not going to learn that sefer. It's a very, very, very hard sefer. From life, I haven't seen everything, but really very hard. They're not going to come out with an English. Ki b'shnei oisiyas kvat tzarech lagia, es ha'ois beiz ha'nikud shehu. Because in order for me to get it from one letter to another letter, I have to have some sort of nikud. I have to have vowels. Ki ef shalahagish shnei oisiyas blei nikud. I can't read two oisiyas either. There's no nikud. It doesn't mean anything. You have an aleph and a sof next to each other. So what does it mean? It can mean at, it can mean es. I don't know what it is. It doesn't mean anything that there's no nikudas. Even what you think it means. So you think it means es. But there are no other words on the page. Just aleph sof. You don't know what that is. You don't know what I was talking about. Could be es, it could be at. It could be without the vav, it could be ice. It could be a name of a place that's called us. We don't know. Only when it has the nikud, then it has the nefesh, and then there could be already a word. Ki b'shnei oisiyas. Ki b'shnei oisiyas kva tzorech l'aniya es ha'ois b'ez nikud shehu. She talks about the mila achas. Kvar mislabeshes, then you have a word. Ooh. So the mila achas, kvar mislabeshes, oid maracha chutz mi marachas oisis. Now, when you have a word, then it's not only you have, let's say you have the word shin beis sof, you have Shabbos. Oh, now it's not only the koyach of a shin, which is infinite, and a beis, which is infinite, all that we learned, and a sof. Now you have that these letters together. These letters create a numareches, or reveal, not create, reveal a numareches. What's that? Shabbos. Shabbos, that even the word, to say the word Shabbos, to say good Shabbos. It says in the Sfarim what we're poil when we come home Friday night from shul and we say Shabbos Shalom. When a Yid says Shabbos Shalom, especially those words, Shabbos Shalom. Okay, so we're not the Sfaradish, they say Shabbat Shalom, Shabbos Shalom. So by us, they say Good Shabbos. But what we're part when we say those words are Good Shabbos, because now it's not just a Shin, a Beis, and a Sof. We have a Tziruf of those letters with Sha, a Pasach, Kometz, Sha, Bos, and now we're tapping into an energy that's infinitely higher than each individual ice. That's called Shabbos. The light of creation. Then a marachas hateva. Now we have a marach, a new system that's called teva, a word. Ki teva yesh l'kra mashmos, because this word has meaning. V'zinyin shel oides galus, yoyisim yin shni oises, there's a higher level of revelation, more than a couple of letters. Now we have Shabbos. She'ef sharak l'hagas oisim amam ein chayef shi'yir behem mashmos shel eis adavar. Now, okay, you could pronounce letters that have nekudas, but it doesn't have to mean anything, it can mean nothing. But now, when I take the letters, and with the nekudas, I make a word that has meaning. Ooh. As a noisav, The teva inyan chadash, something is new. For hamashmal sheyesh b'teva, the meaning of the word. Ba'olam asayanim inyan zehu sheyesh b'tziruf ha'isis shem olam asayanim oid karech miyuchad shu mashmal miyuchadas mitziruf elo ha'isis the teva, which there's a new world higher, 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 higher. That's the world of those ha'isis coming together in that word. That's infinitely higher than any of the individual ha'isis. Since then, when the Chassidim said that a nigun without words is higher than a nigun with words, it's the same thing we were saying before, that the nekudas are so high that you can't see them with your eyes. So when there's a nigun that doesn't have any, that when the nigun is not in the oisias that have descended all the way into this world, but the nigun is the nigun that comes from the oisias that haven't yet been mislabish in the physical world, it's higher and higher. The Isis of a nigun, without the written Isis. It's higher. And everything is all of that machshava of the Bayram, of the creator of the universe, of the world. Okay, Mitzvah will continue.